It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll meet an Oconomowoc man who rode his homemade electric motorcycle around Lake Michigan.
First, Governor Scott Walker said yesterday that he's open to appointing one of the three announced Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates to fill the vacancy created by the death of Judge Crooks.
Judge Crooks died in his chambers last week. The three candidates for the Supreme Court are Rebecca Bradley and Joanne Kloppenburg, both appeals court judges, and Milwaukee County Judge Joe Donald. Since Governor Walker's announcement, both Donald and Kloppenburg say they wouldn't apply for the interim position. Speculation has been brewing that Walker would appoint Bradley, the candidate backed by conservatives.
Jolly Emery is here to break down the story for us. She's the chair and associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater. Jolly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
Well, what's fueling the speculation that Governor Walker will appoint Justice Bradley to the vacancy left by Justice Crooks?
Well, a few things. First, he's appointed her to positions in the past. So he appointed her to the Circuit Court, and then he the Milwaukee Circuit Court, and then he appointed her to the Court of Appeals position. So it's a trend, it seems, that he is, likes her as a judge. And so given that she's been sort of a favorite with respect to appointments, that she would, and she wants this position since she's announced her candidacy, that he could appoint her to this as well.
And what has Governor Walker had to say about the whole appointment issue so far?
Well, what he has said is he's tweeted that there's a precedent for this because Governor Tommy Thompson had appointed two people to the Supreme Court. And he's also said that, you know, this precedent is a solid precedent because those two appointees then ran for election and both won.
And on the other hand, is that what critics are worried about, critics of this sort of appointment, that there is sort of a leg up that you get when you're appointed and then you have to run later?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think that there are critics who think that she will have people who would rather see someone else sitting in that seat, think that she will have an advantage. She'll have an advantage because she will be seen not necessarily as an incumbent, but certainly someone who's had some experience sitting on the court, as opposed to the two people that she'd be facing in the primary.
Now, Joe Donald, Joanne Kloppenburg saying they wouldn't accept an interim appointment, I gather, so far. Is there pressure here for all three of them to say, no, none of us will accept an appointment, so therefore everyone has a level playing field come election time?
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know that there's necessarily pressure to do that. And it's not unusual when there's a vacancy on a state Supreme Court for governors to be able to fill that vacancy. Governor Walker said that he believes that there is a lot of work to be done on the court, and so therefore they need to fill Justice Crooks' vacancy. So it's not unusual for this to be done. It's not unprecedented, and there is a procedure in place. I think that it's interesting that neither one of them say that they will apply. You have to apply first to be appointed, and those applications are due, I believe, they close at 4 p.m. on Friday, this Friday the 2nd. And so you would have to submit a resume, letters of recommendation, et cetera. And then there'd be a screening by a panel and then another committee screening process, and then Governor Walker would make the final decision. And so this is something that does happen, but I think people are understandably critical because they think that if he appoints Bradley or whoever he would appoint to that seat, that person would have an advantage over the other two candidates who have announced that they are running.
So Governor Walker has said that Tommy Thompson did this as well. He appointed judges. That this is not out of the ordinary that I would do this thing as well. In this case, the election is very close. I believe it's in April. Was it also the case where it was just a matter of months into a 10-year term as for Tommy Thompson and his appointments?
So I don't recall exactly how long they had to sit out, but it is, the election comes within a short period of time. And so the appointments are not, you know, for the entire term. Yeah, or whatever's left in the remainder of the term. So say if Justice Crooks had been in the fifth year of his 10-year term, there would be it would trigger an election for that vacancy.
So with this election in April, it's, you know, again, matter of months away into a 10-year term. So given that, you know, with critics saying this would give one candidate a leg up, since it is such a short amount of time, do you think that argument still holds water?
that it gives. Yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely. So, and it would hold water in many instances because judicial elections, even at the Supreme Court, and this is kind of a high saliency election because the vacancy occurred under somewhat, you know, tragic, one would say, circumstances, and so people are aware of how Justice Crooks died. I think that, and so people are paying attention to this, but I think that even given that, they're typically, voters don't turn out, they don't pay a lot of attention, and there's low voter turnout for judicial elections. So being able to say that you have served as a Supreme Court justice, or you've sat, you know, in this appointee position as an interim, does give people this, like, oh, well, you know how to do the job. That's a cue. You know what to do. So, you know, that is an advantage, absolutely.
We're talking with Jolly Emery right now from UW-Whitewater. We're talking about news that Governor Walker might appoint Appeals Court Judge Rebecca Bradley to the open position on the state Supreme Court. And as you said, the deadline for this vacancy to apply is this Friday. Do you think it's likely that anybody else is going to apply by then?
You know, that's a really good question. So this is a, you know, it hasn't been something that has been given a very long length of time with respect to, you know, the application process. It's a very short window. People would have to be prepared to do this, even though candidates announce fairly quickly after they learned that Justice Crooks would not be running for reelection. Their names started, you know, coming out pretty quickly, their announcements that they'd be running. So you have to be ready to go. And it's interesting that with respect to all the news reports that I've read, Bradley is the one person who isn't saying that she would not apply for the appointment. And again, even if other people do go through the application process for appointment, it does appear that she would be a top choice for him, if not his only choice in this instance.
Well, let's talk about the stakes for a moment. How would the appointment of Justice Bradley change the makeup of the state Supreme Court?
Well, that's a really good question, too. So in the past, Justice Crooks, by some people, has been called the swing vote, and even others refer to him as the liberal vote because he would often vote along with the liberal bloc on the court. There is a conservative majority on the court. There has been for a while now, and adding Bradley to the court would just solidify that conservative bloc. She'd be one more conservative vote.
And any issues that you see coming up where that could be a key factor?
Well, you know, there are, there are some various issues that are involving state workers, issues that are involving other things that haven't had the door closed. The most important cases that the court was dealing with lately that had a lot of state and national interest, the court has already decided, and they've been decided in the conservative bloc's favor. So, I think we would predict that Governor Walker would appoint a conservative to the court. So any decisions that the court's going to make, they're going to be in the conservative direction.
So given that some people say this is the handwriting on the wall, when could we expect an appointment from Governor Walker?
Well, I would assume fairly soon. So people are predicting maybe even as early as next week. So part of that's going to depend upon how many applications he gets. Then the vetting process, there's also an interview, but those things, you know, can be done by telephone. I'm thinking that maybe next week we'll learn about the appointment.
Well, we'll be watching. Jolly, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for calling.
That was Jolly Emery, Chair and Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater. She joined us to talk about the news that Governor Walker may appoint Appeals Court Judge Rebecca Bradley to the open position on the state Supreme Court.